B-Pod Studios.
Wake up, sleepyhead.
Up and out.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
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 All day.
I had no idea.
Oh, man. Where did the time go?
Let's get coffee. A big double shot for you. Keep you up all day.
We've got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
You are going to love this.
Am I? Really? Sure about that?
99% sure.
Okay, if you say so.
Let's get to it.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Everyone doing well this morning?
Oh, what a time to be alive. It's freezing. It's 48 degrees, okay. And it's May 29th, and it's raining again, and hey. I need to speak to management.
Hey, it's hockey season. Of course it's cold out.
Hey, look, I look at it like this. Every time I see another one of those tornadoes in the Midwest, I think we're still living in the luckiest place in the country.
That situation was terrible. Jeez. I mean, I'm complaining about a little rain. Let's not... This was really bad.
It really makes you look like a jerk.
Yeah, thanks, Lauren. Happy Wednesday.
No problem.
See how she turned that right around on
you? I'm sorry. Okay, hey, Bruins coming up again tonight. Everybody psyched, pumped up for this?
I can't even begin to tell you my thoughts.
Okay, things coming up on the program today. Is this wrong? We have a little story, and then we want you to decide, is this wrong, or is what this lady did okay?
Okay.
Rather unusual story. Who are the happiest people on earth? We know the answer to that this morning. We have Dirty Laundry coming up, 7:45. What are we covering in Dirty Laundry today?
Mandy Moore has been very, very busy on her little time off from This Is Us, and you can't believe what she's accomplished. It's pretty exciting. I love how you're reacting to it.
Okay. Let me see. We got burnout. We're going to have the burnout report coming this morning.
Yeah, we are going to have the burnout report.
Job burnout report.
You see Tom Brady working out on the beach with Alex Guerrero.
Yep. Video game addiction. We have that for you this morning. Jeopardy James on Jeopardy last night.
Oh, we got a story about him. Unbelievable. He's on the Twitter machine having a fight with Ken Jennings.
This should be
great.
Good.
Nerd fight.
Okay.
It's about charts.
They're fighting over charts.
And how about the guy on the Cape who's got the shark repellent idea?
Yeah. I mean, thinking outside the box in his career, but he's got a good idea.
Like going in front of the board today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very interesting. All of this is coming up this morning right here at WROR.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So do you think this is another good sign for the Bruins and the Stanley Cup Finals or not?
Absolutely 110%, like LBF said.
Positive about this. Okay. So what's the deal with the Bear this time?
Well, the Bear down in Narragansett. I was worried about Wally, actually. He's got a place down there. Remember there was a Bear in Lexington?
Yep.
Now there's one in Narragansett.
Yeah. There's always food with him.
Yeah, looking for
Wally.
A picnic basket. Yeah.
I didn't you used to think of just black bears like deep in the woods of Maine, and that was about it.
Yep.
You didn't think about them in Lexington and Medford and Narragansett.
Yeah. Chelmsford, they show up, I know.
But the one in Narragansett was extraordinarily aggressive insofar as it opened the car door.
They're getting smarter.
Yeah, exactly. When did they get opposable thumbs? I don't understand.
The bear must have had a fob.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the woman's near this in this park, and the bear comes up to her car and then... opens the door, and then she has to pull the door shut. And finally, luckily she wins, and the bear didn't. But
that's impressive in itself. The woman actually beat the bear at the open the door game.
Yeah, exactly. And then she took a picture of it. Of course, because if
you're not going to believe this,
yeah, exactly.
Sure, it did. Where's the picture?
Oh my god, I would have been so freaked out.
Wow.
But I don't know. They're getting a little. Maybe just like the car. Was it a Tesla? Those are nice.
I know. Did she have peanut butter sandwiches in there? I mean, what was in her car?
Oh, my God. A bear would go crazy
in my
car.
And they can smell them through anything.
Yeah. I mean, did she have like a bag of meat in the back seat? Like, what was in her car that bear wanted so badly?
She was at a camp. I don't know if it was a campground.
Yeah. And you usually, for myself, I eat at camps because what else do you do?
What else
no
do you
TV.
Do?
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so lock your doors.
Yeah.
I'd be worried if there is there an auto mile in Rhode Island?
There could be. Hey, now so here's a question. So you get in your car and you got a fob and you lock your door, but somebody could come up and open the door because the fob's there and senses it, right?
I don't know.
Because if I walk
ask up, that bear.
If I okay, we'll check with the bear. We'll get back to you with an answer on that. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day
and all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning and welcome to the Lorna Waddy Morning Radio Program, where we now will identify the happiest people on Earth and find out if you happen to be a member of this this elite group.
It's a group, okay?
So we'll do this by... they did a big scientific study, and they studied all people from all walks of lives, and this is what they found. Okay? Do you think you're a member of this group?
No,
you don't think?
No, I mean, not that I'm not... It's not that I'm unhappy. I just don't think that I'm a member.
The happiest. Okay.
The people who don't have a long commute...
They're happier. Yeah. Okay, we'll take it step at a time. Step number one, are you a man? If you're a man, you're out. Out, out, out. Okay?
I don't know why. It's a man's world.
Okay, step number two. If you're a woman with kids, you're out.
Out,
out.
We like our kids, like for the kids who are listening. They're just exhausting. Worry about you all the time. And so it's making us crazy, and that's why we need retinol.
Different levels of happy, too. You know?
Well, that's probably true. If you're a woman who's married, you're out.
Yeah.
Go figure. What do you mean, yeah?
Wow, finally, when you agree.
Yeah. Okay.
You're probably out for a long time.
Okay, here it is.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the deal.
Really, that's sports.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Unmarried woman without children.
Yeah, this is not surprising to me. And I'm not saying this is to malign children or men or, you know, or coupling.
But we're stressful.
But, yeah.
Yeah, you bring stress into people's lives.
You have
lives.
To worry Absolutely. About both. I mean, depending, you know, sort of in the outside world, you all can get into a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have no kids and you're a single woman, I think you're pretty much...
It's independence, professional goals, sense of accomplishment, and freedom of stress.
Yeah. Yep.
Keys.
I mean, I don't think they're all complete, but I always notice when somebody's being interviewed at like 130
that they're
always,
children.
I didn't have any kids. I never got married. I'm like, there's something there. I'm no scientist.
Yeah. How much do you have to worry about a house full of cats?
That's right. I know. For a couple of days. So awful.
Thank you very much. Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, what do you want to start with this morning,
Hank? All right, let's go with the Bruins.
Okay.
Let's go positive. Bruins, Game 2. Stanley Cup Finals tonight at the TD Garden. The Bees looking to go up 2 games to none against the Blues. Puck drops at 8. And don't worry about Zdeno Chara. He took that big slap shot in the wrist. Got cut for stitches. He will be back in the lineup tonight.
He's a hockey player.
He's a hockey player.
He's not a basketball player.
Red Sox bullpen. Oh, total implosion in the ninth inning. They gave up 5 runs. The Indians come back, beat the Sox 7-5 at Fenway. Ruined a good start from David Price, too. He threw 6 shutout innings. Ryan Weber against the Indians tonight.
Oh.
NBA Finals begin tomorrow night in Toronto. The Raptors hosting Golden State. And Tom Brady, you know, he hasn't been at the OTAs out in Foxborough again this year, but he is working out with his guru, you know, the TB12 guru, Alex Guerrero. Brady yesterday posted pictures on his Twitter account working out at the beach. I was a little concerned with the knee brace on the left leg. Brian says it's nothing to worry about, though.
I don't know. I know a lot of people on Twitter were mentioning that, but I think he just works out with that.
He's got to play
especially
with it.
On the sand. Yeah, he always plays with the knee brace, so I feel like I'm not concerned.
Remember that knee was completely reconstructed.
Yeah, I think concerns you?
2011,
did you,
maybe?
Did you lose sleep about it last
night?
Oh,
I was concerned about it. Absolutely. He's going to be 42 in August.
I'm crying all night. Okay.
Go to WROR.com if you want to see all the details. Sports is brought to you by KM.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So you've noticed recently that you've grown to hate your job. That's not your fault, you know. You have a disease.
True.
It is true.
Gotta go to work running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive. Gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from a job that's 9 to 5. Burned out 9 to 5. Really needing a vacation. Feel like I could. station. I am sleep deprived. My job's an abomination. Want to go to bed, 'cause this office has me so bored. I might just snap and get put in a psych ward.
Oh my God.
Really? Okay, so what are you suffering from this disease?
So here's the thing. Burnout is officially classified as a disease by the World Health Organization. The definition is, quote, chronic workplace stress that has not successfully been managed. And there are three symptoms. I bet you exhaustion, feeling negative, cynical, or detached from your job, and less efficiency and effectiveness at work. Check, check, check.
Yeah, do you have the extension in-house?
Yeah. By 2022, doctors will be able to diagnose burnout, and then in theory, they'll be able to prescribe treatments that insurance should cover, which might be, and not limited to, more vacation, four-day work weeks. I don't know. That's what I think needs to happen. I believe in the four-day work week. Nobody should be here for 5 days. I believe in more vacation. Not that you're taking vacation, but you have time to, like, kind of address the things in your life. And I met this young couple recently. They work for Vistaprint. And, yeah, I'm giving Vistaprint a shout-out. And if you work for that company for 5 years, you get, like, 4 weeks vacation, but then they give you a month off in addition. A month off?
Yeah, a month.
Yeah, they went to Hawaii, so they obviously pay well, too.
They actually took it, though? Because I know a lot of those
millennial companies will take it.
They'll give you the time, and then because people are afraid to take it.
No, I think they encourage you to take it because of this, because of burnout.
The burnout. It sounds like living in Denmark.
I was going to say,
Denmark, Sweden, Finland, they all do that, right?
A lot of European
countries
do this.
They have, like, 8 weeks off in the summer.
Yep, I feel like everyone's company at this point, everyone's being asked to do more.
Yeah.
And thanks to, like, social media and email on your phone, you're always in contact.
Working.
There's no, like, shutting it down as much. And I think that kind of leads into it quite a bit. You know?
I think
it was kind of a cool thing. I remember Jim Cook, you know, from Sam Adams. I remember one time he was explaining, because he's a kind of a history buff, and he was saying that before the big industrial revolution and everything like that, the farming community, they worked buzzed all the time. Before people drank coffee, they drank beer all day, and it took the edge off. And because they just forgot how miserable they were.
But then once they had to start driving like a tractor instead of an oxen, it really became a problem.
That's when the problem really kicked off.
I don't know if that's the solution, but I like what you're talking about.
Lauren, how long could you live off the grid, like to just remove yourself from everything?
Pretty much off the grid.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah. I would have no problem doing
you
that.
You really wouldn't.
No, would have no problem doing that.
He doesn't even have work email, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
I get their work email.
That's why he's double stressed.
I'm so stressed.
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has been worried sick since his golfing accident. It seems that just as Ephus was teeing off, Effie stepped directly in front of him and was struck in the temple. Doc Sider comes out of the emergency room to speak with Ephus, and we hear...
Ephus, that was a horrible blow to the head that Effie took, but I have some good news for you. She's going to pull through. She's going to be just fine.
Oh, thank God, Doc. I was afraid I'd killed her.
Just one thing, though, I don't understand, Ephus.
What's that?
Well, she also has this golf ball lodged between her butt cheeks.
Ooh, was it a Titleist, too?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, it was.
Oh, well, that explains what happened to my second shot.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men the Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, as we told you, ladies and gentlemen, they're coming to eat you this summer if you go to the beach. We've already seen, like, two shark attacks this year. Yeah. Not here. But
no, in Hawaii. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, we had some, you know, it's very scary. It's very scary. And I think because of last year's death, people are really trying to figure out how to cull the seal population and then maybe keep the sharks away because it's dangerous at this point.
Seals basically are shark bait.
Right. And then, you know.
Shark bait. Ooh.
Shark bait. Okay. The swimming chum. So here's the deal. This came from a very unlikely source.
I know.
But brilliant.
Yeah. Check I saw this on Channel 5 last night. Yep. Check this out.
Billy Planenshack says he has a plan that will rid sharks from the beaches of Cape Cod. But he's not a PhD or an engineer or really an expert of any kind. In fact, he spent most of his life owning a series of bars.
But I've always been a person who can identify a problem.
Planenshack has hatched a plan to focus on seals instead of sharks, using a series of harmless sound waves released from buoys to scare the animals back to deeper water. The idea is that if the food source flees, the sharks will follow.
It'll be like a dog whistle to you. You won't hear it, but they will, of course.
His partner, Kevin McCarthy, thinks he actually has something. He's got a background in marine robotics.
Underwater acoustics has been used in the aquaculture field for years to scare seals away.
Well, wow. I think he's onto something
what
here.
What does Aquaman think?
I don't know.
What about...
Aquaman uses sonar.
Right? Exactly. I think it's a... Listen, why not try it? Because, you know, it would please both sides of the argument, which is like people who want to keep the seals and don't disturb
them. When is he making his presentation? Tonight?
Today's the big day. Down in Barnstable, yep. I believe.
This is like the scene in Jaws.
Yeah.
But seriously.
This is like an ultra edition of Shark Tank,
so to speak. Seals like to lay in the sun a lot, right? They like to sun themselves. Can't we build like a man-made island?
So we build them a bunch of pontoon rafts out there. With fish on it. What about the orca sounds? Because you've heard
part of this, you know, auditory barrage that this guy's proposing. It's basically like a fence of buoys that
make sound,
noise.
Yeah.
But it'll put out the sound that'll keep the seals away. But it'll also, part of it was making an orca sound that would scare the sharks.
Sharks allegedly are afraid of
orca. So this guy's a bartender.
It's probably this whole idea is written on a napkin somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody ought to buy that guy a drink.
Listen, my wife got rid of all the Haagen-Dazs, but look at me. That didn't work.
Oh, all right.
You know? All great ideas.
Okay.
The sharks are going to find the seals.
Well, yeah, but the seals will be somewhere else.
It would be like if the Haagen-Dazs was in your
neighbor's house.
Yeah,
that's right.
But it's got to go to some land because seals like land.
Well, you just go someplace.
Well, they find a different piece of land.
Right.
They'd go
like
to
New
Jersey.
York.
Like, what they're saying is it's going to, like at Wellfleet Beach, that'd be like kind of a little ring of them around.
So people can swim.
Right around Wellfleet Beach.
It's not like the entire coast.
Yeah. Oh, well then. I'm not going to Wellfleet.
It's like, yeah. All right. Well, good.
Got it.
Help.
Okay, we got to
get some Haagen-Dazs.
I hope it works, and I hope they give it a try.
Oh, my goodness.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Let's get to it.
Okay, outdoor actresses, rehab, and Jeopardy. But first, I really want to mention that Mackenzie Bezos, the now ex-wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, has joined the Giving Fund, and she has promised to give away half of her $36 billion. She became the world's third richest woman in April after she divorced her now ex-husband, who's been skirting around with a family friend.
That's kind of a weird
thing. But anyway, what's interesting, too, about that, Mackenzie, is that her husband has not joined the Giving Fund.
Mm.
So he is not only
how much
a
would
philanderer,
you have,
but he's cheap.
Yeah.
How much would you have to have to give away half of it? I asked Hank this earlier this morning. He's pretty picky.
Yeah, I said 100 million.
To get, like when I die?
To give away
half. No. Right now. If you had...
She's not giving away now. She's giving away like when she dies, right? Or over the course of her lifetime.
Eventually.
It's not like, you know what? I mean... Yeah.
It's, well, like Bill Gates started this whole thing. He and Warren Buffett. And they've already given away like...
They give some every year.
Yeah, every year they give away.
Not much.
I don't know. I'm already giving all my money to my kids.
I mean, when I'm gone, I'm gone. Do whatever. But like, I'd give it. I've never actually been in the position to think about it. But they say that you're supposed to tithe like 10%.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I'll get on that as soon as I can spell tithe. All right. Mandy Moore has climbed Mount Everest. She actually, I went on her Instagram, and she, the This Is Us actress, if you guys aren't familiar with Mandy Moore, she partnered with Eddie Bauer.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, she 11 people have died this season climbing Mount Everest.
Two Americans, right.
And so she
did she make it to the summit?
Yes, she did.
She did,
and she posted and she sort of, you know, gave homage to the people who did not make it, but she said it's been an incredible experience. And if you go on her Instagram, you can see all of her outdoor activity, which I cannot even identify with.
Well, I mean, just the guy that just recently died climbing Everest, the yep. picture that they put up, the one path up to the summit of Everest, it's like bumper to bumper.
It's bumper.
It's ridiculous.
It's Bauer to Bauer.
You guys, what are you guys doing? You're waiting for a bus? What's
the deal?
Bumper to
bumper. Yeah. And the thing is they're complaining because all these, you know, sort of rich people who have never really done this sort of thing before, it's on their bucket list and it's becoming crowded and dangerous. And Mandy Moore has not helped the cause.
Yeah. You know what would be a deterrent to me? The frozen dead bodies you have to pass
on
the way
up. That's the problem because they leave the bodies there.
Did you ever see that movie Everest, which was based on like a true story? It's a disaster movie, and I love disaster movies because it feeds into my paranoia. And it's really good, although, I would never.
Not
ever.
On your bucket list.
No.
Not on your bucket
even,
list.
Actually,
okay.
Not even close. Like, I think it should be shut down.
That ride's too dangerous. Yeah.
All right, Kit Harington, Jon Snow, and Game of Thrones, he's in rehab in Connecticut. Now, people say, well, people by, like, his, not his people. It's about stress and alcohol. He says it's a wellness retreat. He's had a tough time. He's just trying to refocus since the end of Game of Thrones. But
there's a lot on social media at the end of that series, too. I'm sure that's nice to get away from that.
Oh, exactly. It's $120,000 a month. I looked up one in Connecticut.
A month?
Whoa! Yeah.
A month?
It's a fancy luxury wellness retreat.
I would think.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully he's getting his money's worth. And Jeopardy. Can we talk about
Jeopardy James
with his 29th win last night? He's he won more than $59,000 last night, putting his total over like $2.2 million. But
he's $2.25 million now after 29
here's
games.
Here's the thing about James is that he joined Twitter, and now it's surfacing that he is kind of a jerk. Like, he just kind of has... He's
thirsting after a blue check right now.
Yes,
he just joined Twitter a month ago, and he's like, where's my blue check?
Yes, exactly.
All right, James.
And then he saw this graphic about Ken Jennings and his winnings, and he said, this needs a Ken Jennings overlay. Call it the bunny slope, which is kind of like a...
Because it's this graph of... You know,
yeah, right.
James Holzhauer's winnings. It's just
very steep.
Very steep.
And then Ken Jennings said, in fairness to the graphic designer, it's really hard to fit such a long streak on this teeny Holzhauer scale chart.
Jeopardy, when geeks go crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, I watched Jeopardy last night. You know, it was entertaining. It's tough because sometimes I only get really excited if somebody's nipping at his heels.
Well, both of those people that he was against last night were really, really, really good.
Yeah,
and
Sarah
during
was
ordinary
really good
circumstances, they would have been big winners.
Right.
Either one.
Was one of them a Jim Bob?
Yes, one of them was a Jim Bob. I was like, who brought a Walt into the party?
You don't run into a lot of Jim Bobs on Jeopardy.
No, you don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know.
In general, but on Jeopardy, for sure. So anyway, that's what's going on in the world of dirty laundry.
Thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, we've got the cash, we got the questions. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air right here from WROR. LBF has crafted 10 questions. And we have a contestant who's going to go online with us right now and try to answer these 10 questions in 60 seconds.
I'm excited.
Her name is Marilyn Shea, and she claims to be a registered nurse from West Roxbury. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Marilyn?
Check her paperwork.
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Have you ever run across any unregistered nurses?
No, I have not.
Okay, just checking. Okay, now look. Now, first of all, we want you to speak up real, real nice and loud so we can hear everything you say, okay?
Okay.
We're going to get all of your correct answers and get you logged in here. You're going to have 60 seconds, 10 questions. Don't waste time. just go with your first impulse because time is of the essence here. You ready to play?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What month is it?
It's May.
What body part was Achilles' weak spot?
His ankle. Foot, ankle.
Name one of the reporters who broke the Watergate scandal.
Woodward.
Kit Harington played what character on Game of Thrones?
Oh, Jon Snow.
James Holzhauer has won more than $2 million so far on this game show.
Jeopardy.
A group of geese is called what?
A gaggle.
Police read these rights to people they arrest.
Miranda.
What SNL star's 2012 autobiography was entitled Bossy Pants?
Tina Fey.
Who was the first man to land on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
What kind of bird lays eggs in other birds' nests?
Ooh, pass.
That's the last one.
Robin.
Okay, you answered them all.
You finished them all. Oh. You had eight correct answers, one was so close. Okay, let's review it here.
The body part that was Achilles' weak spot, his heel.
Oh, heel. I knew that. The heel is part of the foot. I'm a nurse. I know that.
Okay. No, you went ankle. No. It's really...
It's really, really, really...
I would have given it to her.
We're going to have to take away your registration for your nursing license,
okay,
too.
So we finally found that unregistered nurse.
And the kind of bird that lays eggs in another bird's nest is a crazy kind of bird. It's a cuckoo bird.
Well,
you are so good, though. So
hey, Marilyn, bang! You were all over this thing. I'm
very good.
Excellent. We have a fine consolation prize for you.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're going to love this. You're going to see Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Melissa Etheridge all together Friday night, August 30th at Tanglewood. It's going to be a fantastic time. So enjoy that concert.
Hey, Marilyn, where are you a nurse? What hospital?
Tufts Medical Center.
Oh, the greatest!
That's a great place.
Thank you.
Shout out to the nurses.
We love the nurses. Thanks a million.
Good job.
Thank you.
Really
thank
impressive.
You so
okay. Hope you don't have any
thank
Achilles
you.
Surgeries yeah. today.
Oh, what a heel.
Remember.
Okay. Measure twice, cut once. Remember these things. These are important things. Have a great day,
good
okay?
Thank you so
you
much.
Bet.
Thank you. Bye.
So, you want to win $1,000 from Century Bank? It can be done, and you could be the next winner. But to play, you got to register. Log on to WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. You be the judge. Okay. Reset this story. It's a true story. It comes out of a newspaper-type column. It's online as well, called Ask Amy. It's an advice column.
Ask Amy all the time.
Okay. So here's the deal. This woman writes to Amy, and she says, "Is this okay?" She was with this guy for 25 years. They had two kids together. In the meantime, during that relationship, he was also cheating with another woman and had another son that was, you know, his. So he had one son with the woman he was cheating with, and two with this woman. So he dies 5 months ago, and now she. The woman who was with him for 25 years has started dating the son that he had with the girlfriend on the side.
Ooh.
So the other two children that they had together are now disowning her and saying that she's disgusting. And she says, am I wrong? So, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, she's completely... Well, I mean, I think she's completely wrong.
Okay, she's not the kid's mother. Not the kid's mother.
I've diagrammed it for you.
You got a diagram?
Like
okay.
No. Looks like that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Overhead. Okay.
It is a poor life choice. And Amy agrees with me.
Yep.
Is that one of the things like if you have to ask?
Yes, right. She said,
maybe the answer is maybe it's a problem.
She said, and I like this, your choice to engage in a sexual relationship with your children's half brother and mere 5 months after their father's death is disgusting, a poor decision, and inappropriate. You may tell yourself Woody Allen did almost this exact same thing, and look at how things turned out for him. Not good.
Okay.
So there you go.
What if they're both happy, though?
You know what? Happiness is overrated.
Okay, so what do you say? Okay, morning, Azarar. What do you think? Okay, you be the judge.
Well, if you ask me, it's like pooping in your own pool. If you're all right, then it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Have a good day.
Okay. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian.
Weekdays.
80s and more.
All day and night.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, hope we haven't made you late for work because we ask you to stay.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah, don't go anyplace.
So last night, America's Got Talent season premiere took place. And, you know, obviously the premise of this is that people come out and they're judged by the judges and they go to move on. Anyway, so this kid walks out and he's with his mom. His name is Cody Lee. He's blind and he has autism and he plays six instruments. And so here's how he was introduced.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. What's your name?
I'm Cody.
Hi, Cody.
I'm Cody.
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Yeah.
So his mom is standing next to him, mm-hmm. and so he does the introductions, and then she leads him over to the piano. Mm-hmm. And it's this cute little exchange because he sits down, and she guides him to where he needs to be, and then she says to him, okay, you have a lot of cameras on you, and everything's all set. It's ready to go. Boom. And then he starts playing the piano, and he opens his mouth, and this comes out.
I've been so many places in my life and time.
Wow.
I've sung a lot of songs, and I made some bad rhymes.
Chills.
Acting on my life in stages, 10,000 people watching, yeah. We're alone now, and I'm singing a song to you.
That's just unbelievable.
What just happened there?
Unbelievable.
Was extraordinary.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
really
kidding.
Extraordinary.
So he got Gabrielle Union awarded him with the golden buzzer, which means he's going to head straight to the live shows, which means he has a better chance of winning. But I just was so amazing because, you know, a lot of people with disabilities, people don't think that they can do certain things. And then his mom, you know, introduced him to all these instruments and this music. And look at him now. And he's incredible.
First impression of people. Boy, we jump to conclusions,
right, exactly.
You know, and then boom, something like that shows up.
So it's really amazing. Like the show now.
It's amazing, like what music can do.
Well, anything, yeah. If you know, you just don't discount people because they don't fit the mold. I mean, this is incredible. Wow. So we'll put that up on WROR.com because it just makes my day. I could listen to it over and over.
So I want to watch the full thing. That's
okay.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Hey, listen, everybody. Coming up next, the big night at the Garden tonight, right, Hank?
Could be historic.
Okay, Hank is our hockey guru. He's going to tell you what to expect from the Bruins tonight. That's next here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
This is going to be a barn burner at the Garden tonight because I got a feeling we want the cup, you know?
We beat Columbus and we beat the Maple Leafs.
Uh-huh.
Sent the Canes back to Carolina.
Yeah!
The Bruins gave them the sweep. Now
we want the cup. Los Angeles Cup. Now we need the cup. Gotta lift it up. Now we want the cup, Los Angeles Cup. Yes, we need the cup. We gotta get that cup.
Okay, so Hank, what do you say?
You know what? 75-25 tonight that the Bruins win. I think the Bruins are going to win. They're poised. And they took a page out of Bill Belichick and the Patriots because they did not panic when they were down 2-0.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept calm. They got those great veterans. You got Marchand, you got Bergeron, you got Chara, you get Pasternak, and now Corrali is playing out of his mind, and we have Tuukka Rask. They look possessed. Tuukka looked good the other day, gave up 2 goals, but they really weren't his fault. They're just getting it done.
Okay, and tell everybody about the stats on St. Louis and the number of times they've been to the Stanley Cup. This is amazing.
This is their fourth Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
They went 3 years in a row, 68, 69, 70. They were swept 4-0 each of those series, and they lost game one. They've never won a game in the Stanley Cup final. They're 0-13.
Yeah, how about that?
13's not a lucky number either.
It sure isn't. Okay, so you're feeling really good about
black and gold, baby, tonight.
Got it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.